Joining us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, a new Buffalo Bill on the defensive side of the ball. He was here yesterday to agree to terms and sign his contract. Happy to have defensive end Ryan Davis on the line with us right now. Ryan, it's John Murphy and Donald Jones. Thank you very much for being with us here. You beat the snowstorm. You got in and out of town before you got bogged down by the snow. That was a pretty smart move for you.
Yeah, it was. But thanks for having me, man. I'm honored to be here.
Well, tell me about the process of coming here to Buffalo, a couple of days, 4 or 5 days into free agency. What got you here, Ryan?
Just the direction that McDermott and the whole staff, from the ownership on down, just the direction they were going. They wanted to build a foundation with some good guys. And I felt like he was the perfect fit for me, and who wouldn't want to be a part, of that awesome D-line? I've been telling everybody that. Who wouldn't want to be a part of playing alongside of, this awesome D-line? So, to me, it was a no-brainer.
Ryan, do you know the guys on this line already?
No, I don't. I just know their work, what I've seen on tape and, just being a fan of the game. I've been a fan of, Jerry Hughes since his days in college, so. For me, I think it's going to be a privilege to play alongside of them. So I'm eager to get in the building and, meet the guys and, get to work.
Yeah, people talk a lot about Kyle Williams and Marcell Dareus, and I think we sometimes forget Jerry Hughes, very good player and kind of a legend in his own right, and especially around Texas, right? He was a legend down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big deal. And, for me, being in college, being one of those, guys, they had to fight for everything. I really, watched them and watched them, just kill guys in college so off the edge. So, he's a legend in his own right. And, I'm a fan of him.
You talk about coming out of, college. You came from Bethune-Cookman. What's it like coming from a small school to now being on this level and now, signing a contract like this?
I don't think it really hit me yet, I've had to fight for everything so far and compete, compete my tail off and everything. And that's just a part of who I am. And I never really had a chance to stop and really think about, how far I've came because, I still got a long way to go and, I still got a lot more to do. And but for me, I think this, in its own right, it's a good accomplishment, but it's nowhere near where I want to be. I think I can take this thing further and, be even better.
We're on the line with Ryan Davis, new defensive end for the Buffalo Bills. Ryan, you went to school at Bethune-Cookman, and you make your home in Texas now for the most part, or was that just a one-year thing with the Cowboys this past year?
Yeah, it was just a one-year thing with the Cowboys this past year. I'll be living in Florida, in the Jacksonville area, but for the most part, yeah, it was just a one-time deal because I was here in Texas, yeah.
Jacksonville is where you spent the first couple of years of your NFL career. You grew up in the Tampa area in Hillsborough County. I read that you were the, in high school, the Hillsborough County slam dunk champion. I didn't even know they had that, Ryan. Tell me about that.
Yeah, man, I was a slam dunk champion, not only in Hillsborough County, but in Hillsborough and Pinellas County, where they had like a bigger all-star game that has all the area athletes.
Uh-huh.
I won that one as well. I won two my senior year. It was a big deal for me because, I was a basketball guy coming up. I only played 1 year of, high school football. So I played basketball my whole life, and, football just happened to work out better for me. That was a big deal for me. I still got those trophies, and I still think about those days and what could have been and all that kind of stuff. But, that was a big deal for me back then.
I actually watched on YouTube a video of you. You were doing some community work. You in Tampa area. You gave away 500 book bags to students in that area.
Yeah.
What's it like for you to be able to give back to your own community like that?
Yeah, man, that's probably not my my favorite thing to do, man. That's my most prized possession. And for me to give back directly to the neighborhood where I grew up and. Where it had an impact on my life, like that park right there where I had it, and that middle school where I had it, that's where I went to middle school, and that's where, after school, I go to that park, and chill out and have fun and shoot hoops and all that kind of stuff. So for me, to go up there and make everything free, everything came out of pocket and, donations and whatnot, that was a big deal for me. And I'm going to do it again this year. It's the Ryan Davis Back to School Bash, And, you know, I do it every summer now. I'll have it again this year, July 15th. And we're getting everything in order now. But that's a big deal for me.
Is that park where you caught your first dunk?
You know what? Yes, it is. But, you know, the thing is, back then, the rim wasn't 10 feet. I think the rim, the rim was like 9'8". You know what I'm saying? But this was like middle school, high school, you know, on the verge of going to high school. So we used to, you know, dunk on that before we moved up to the 10 feet, you know, where we could all, you know, just jump. So, that was the park where everything happened. My first fight, you know, kiss, dunk, whatever, you know. Everything happened up there at that park, yeah.
Hey, Ryan, what was the path like from high school basketball star, you know, an all-star in Hillsborough and Pinellas County, to football at, at Bethune-Cookman? Were you looking at maybe playing basketball in college as well before you turned to football full-time?
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting part. You know, that's part of the reason why, I chose Bethune-Cookman, because I was under the impression that I would play basketball, when I got there. I thought I was going to be a two-sporter. My first day I even met the basketball coach my first time day on campus. So, you know, for me, that's, you know, I was under that impression, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, somehow, some way, it didn't work out, but not under my power. It didn't work out. And, I was blessed enough to, stay on track with football and, you know, be good enough, to have a chance in the league. And, you know, for me, you know, football has never been nothing new. I played it, little league and all that kind of stuff. And, it all worked out. No complaints here.
Ryan, you take pride in coming from an HBCU?
Yes, I do.
Do you get to go back to Bethune-Cookman kind of frequently?
Oh, yeah. I get back there, sometimes when I can. I haven't been back this year yet. I take a lot of pride in that, because not a lot of guys come out of small schools at that, and then come out of small schools undrafted and, have a little bit of success. So I take a lot of pride in that. You know, they love me back in Daytona, and I love them back. So every time I'm in Daytona area, I got to go see the coaches, or I got to go, holler at my teachers, or, just see everybody that helped me out along the way. So it's a blessing to be able to, represent tiny Bethune-Cookman University on a national level. And so far, I think I've been doing an all right job.
Murph, I believe Bethune-Cookman is where Drayton Florence went. Am I right, Ryan?
Drayton Florence?
Yeah. Did he go to Bethune-Cookman? I believe he went to Bethune-Cookman. But you got to get to the Hall of Fame, man, and see, the part that they have there for HBCUs. It's a great thing, especially since you came from an HBCU.
Tuskegee. I just looked it up.
Okay, Tuskegee. There you go.
Yeah. We're on the line with Ryan Davis, Bills defensive end, just signed to a free agent contract yesterday. Brian, the first 4 years of your career, you got off to a good start. Undrafted, you wind up in Jacksonville. Tell me about those first 4 years, how things went with you, and what it was like playing for Coach Gus Bradley down there.
First 4 years, they were pretty good, man. I work my way up the ranks, but, I have no problem working for it. I don't throw pity parties for myself. I just got to go in there and work. And eventually, the cream will rise to the top. So it was cool, man, getting to learn from Coach Bradley and his philosophies about getting better and everything, and, having a little bit of success. Jacksonville doesn't owe me anything, man. It was a great city, great experience. They're on the come up as well. And, it was just fun. And I made a lot of lifelong friendships. For a lot of guys on that team, I still talk with today, and we're good friends with today. So, it's been a great journey so far. In the first 4 years in Jacksonville, they were amazing. So, hats off to that city and that organization.
Ryan, a lot of people have said that you're more of a run stuffing type of defensive end. How do you see yourself?
That's funny. I don't think I'm just a run stuffing defensive end. I think more so. I'm a pass rusher, I think I'm a pass rusher at heart, and that's what I pride myself on. That's kind of how I carved my niche out in this league, just rushing from the edge and rushing from the inside. So, I think, that's more me. Use my quickness and my speed, and I think I'd use my hands pretty well. So, for me, you know, I think I can do it all.
Ryan, did you play in the London game against the Bills a couple of years ago? Were you there for that game?
Oh, yeah, I was there. I remember that game.
Yeah, what do you remember about that game?
I remember that we jumped out to a considerable lead.
Yeah.
We had a couple, you know, a couple defensive touchdowns early on in the game. I mean, and then the Bills came back, you know, made it interesting. We got scared for a second, but we were able to close it out with Allen Hurns making a, you know, terrific diving catch. But you know, that was a fun. You know, it's always fun playing in London. You know, it's always a great experience. That was like my third time playing there, and you know, it was a fun experience. You know, getting to see and you know, just play against the Bills at that time.
There was a famous play from that game that John always talks about. What play is that, John?
It's the Nickell Robey pass interference call, right, on the last drive. You remember that, Ryan? No?
I mean, hey, it happens, man. You know, sometimes these refs, you know, they miss calls and they make calls. We were just on the better side of that one that day. But you know how it goes in the league, man. It'll come back around somehow, some way.
Yeah. Tell me about this past season with Dallas, a season that was kind of cut in half for you because of a knee injury, right?
Yeah. This past season was definitely a humbling and a learning experience for me. You know, me, you know, at the top of the year, you know, having a great offseason with Jacksonville, re-signing like a second round tender with them, and you know, and then they moved me, you know, after I signed, you know, they moved me to, you know, to Sam Lionwell. They call it Otto, but they moved me to linebacker, like, you know, stack linebacker almost, and it's kind of like a curveball, but I felt like I was doing, you know, all right in that. I was doing good, holding my own, especially coming from D-line, moving back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, you know, difficult. You don't get enough credit like for that. But I feel like then they released me. It kind of, like, threw me off a little bit. You know, I was kind of confused after why and, you know, all this kind of stuff. You have, you know, a pass rush and then you move me back. But I understand it's the business. It's the nature of the game. You know, they got a lot of guys over there that can rush. And, you know, so, you know, Dallas was, you know, picked me up, and you know, ever since then, you know, I had like I strained a hamstring, you know, I missed the game, and then the knee injury happened, and so for me, you know, it was just a learning experience. I've never been injury prone, you know, I've never had, you know, any kind of issue. It all just, you know, kind of weighed on me mentally, and then at the same time, you know, I was professional about it, you know, and then you know, I was able to bounce back and really get healthy now. So it was a learning experience for me, and I'm just happy that I'm, you know, Buffalo Bill now, and we can move forward, and, you know, I can use all of that last year as fuel, you know, to play even better this year.
Ryan, do you think if you were asked here to play linebacker along with playing defensive end, is that something that you'd be okay with doing, the fact that you've already done it?
On the fact that I've already done it, yeah. Like, I think I would be fine with, you know, playing that. But at the same time, I think my best attribute is pass rushing and getting after the quarterback and playing in the backfield. So, you know, as a teammate, you know, I do it because, you know, if the team needs me to. But at the same time, I think my best attribute is, you know, getting after the QB. So it would kind of be, you know, in the middle right there. You probably have to, you know, find a way for me to, you know, rush a little bit. But, you know, I'm not a selfish guy at all. And I do what the coach is asking me if I see it fit. And, you know, that's how it is. So, I know the nature of the business, nature of the game. And, you know, if it calls for, you know, injuries happen, you know, I'll do it. So.
And the knee is fine. You're ready to go. You'll be up here in a couple of weeks, I wonder, Ryan, for the off-season workouts?
Oh, yeah, I'll be up there in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I'm fine. And, you know, they inspected me pretty good, you know, MRIs, x-rays, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, twisting and squatting, and, you know, they do all the kind of stuff when you're physical that they want to make sure that, you know, you tell them the truth, number one, then they want to make sure that it's structurally sound and everything's no damage or nothing like that. So I'll be fine when I come in, and, everything will be fine.
Ryan, I watched another video of you. You gave a car. You bought a car for, I believe that was, is that your mom in the video?
Back when you were
in Jacksonville?
Yeah, my mom, yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure she's happy with this new contract and you moving up to Buffalo. Are we talking about another car or a house? Or?
Oh, nah. We're going to we have to wait until we, you know, the big contract for our sort of house and all that kind of stuff. But I'll probably get her a nice little, you know, thank you gift, you know, something like that. You know, not a car, not a house. But I'll get a nice little, you know, probably take her to a nice little dinner or something. I think that'll be cool. You know, send her some pictures of her grandbaby, something nice and small like that.
You know? Get her some flowers.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Ryan, get us some flowers.
Yeah.
Send us some edible arrangements.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you up here in a couple of weeks. Congratulations on the deal, and we look forward to watching you play up here in Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man. I can't wait.